Hi, I'm Bill Arnold with George Fraser.
Hi, Bill.
Thanks for checking out this podcast, A Real Recovery. You can hear the show live Sundays at 5 p.m. This, as well as many other podcasts, are available to listen to while you take a walk or do whatever you want to do. The address is myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Speak into the life of the college-age kids in terms of dealing with all that's in front of them and what they have going as far as their own hormones.
Well, you know, I think, by the way, your question points to, I think, what is one of the most neglected populations in our field, young men and young women facing into a totally saturated culture. Now, on the other hand, I have spoken on a lot of college campuses, and including up there at Bethel and Northwestern. So, and, you know, it's always a little intimidating for me. You know, I'm 64 years old to stand in front of, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-olds. Like, what does this guy have to say? But the best thing that I can figure out to talk with them about is, like, you know, and I was slapped in the face figuratively down at a Christian college in Texas a number of years back. In the pre-lecture meeting with student leaders, they said to me, Dr. Laser, we hope you're not here to tell us what we're not supposed to do because our parents and our pastors have been telling us what not to do all of our lives. We hope you're here to tell us what we should do. So I took that seriously, and I've been thinking about it ever since. I think unless we're capable of giving young people a vision, that's the key to it to me. The world is so full of sexual images and fantasies, they're going to be running up against that. They're going to be up against, you know, even at Christian colleges, a lot of their classmates acting out in sinful ways. I mean, the statistics on that are incredibly sad. So the ones that kind of, I think, are getting it, first of all, they're going to learn even how to practice accountability. Now, when you're in college, I think it's a little bit easier to set up accountability. You're living in a dorm, or maybe you have a fraternity even, or, you know, whatever you have. But to gather 5-10 guys who are all pursuing the same goals, I think is great accountability. And that's how I look at it. What is the goal that we're pursuing here? How, you know, I like to create in young men that I work with. We just had three get married this past weekend. It's like, how do you want to stand at the altar? You know, at what state of preparation for marital connection do you want to stand there? Do you want to have images of 1,000 women in your brain standing there at the altar? Do you want to have sexual experiences in your past that is going to cheapen, you know, what you're offering to your bride? I don't try to shame them at all. I'm just asking them, you know, how, you know, what level of preparation. And I'll tell them that masturbation, looking at pornography, is absolutely terrible preparation for marital satisfaction. Now, to the people, and, you know, this is the vast majority of them, these days anyway, that have had sexual experience, seen pornography, done a fair amount of masturbating, I still would point them to the idea that the covenant of marriage is a sacrament, and that when two people get married, they invite Christ into the relationship. And the vision there is that we will never have sex, even in marriage, if it's not an expression of our spiritual and emotional connection. So we teach a pretty different definition of healthy sexuality here. It's not about biology. It's not about mechanics. It's not about performance. It's certainly not about frequency. Sex is meant by, this is a biblical reference, the word sex never appears in the Bible. So the word that's used, like in the story of Adam having sex with Eve in Genesis chapter 4, is yada, and that simply means to know. It's also used in the book of Psalms to describe knowing God. So unless a couple knows God and knows each other at a deep spiritual and emotional level, they are not to be married and they're not to have sex. So I try to point them to something. If you want to have yada-like sex, where you know God and know each other, then, you know, how do you want to prepare yourself for that? I look at it as a matter of discipline and preparation. And I could ramble on this one for a long time. We need more people writing about this one for our our young people out there.
Hi, I'm Bill Arnold with George Fraser.
Hi, Bill.
Thanks for checking out this podcast, A Real Recovery. You can hear the show live Sundays at 5 p.m. This, as well as many other podcasts, are available to listen to while you take a walk or do whatever you want to do. The address is myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.